Blog Talk Radio.
I just heard it again. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now we're unmuted. Okay. Maybe it was just me. Maybe I didn't hear it. Okay. Well, we are live. Thank you, everybody, for being with us on this September 23rd, 2021. Shannon, the world is crazy. We got crazy people in it. There's a lot of crazy people in it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, like the craziness is growing every day. The crazy is the new normal. I like that. I like that. Crazy is the new normal. Say it again.
Crazy is the new normal.
Absolutely.
Here in America.
So we will be taking your phone calls this wonderful evening. If you want to give us a call, Shannon, but before Shannon puts out the number, you have to remember when you call in, you have to push one. You have to push one in order to connect to be able to have the conversation with us. So if they want to call us, Shannon, what's the number?
So the number is 516-595-8069. And like Will said, press 1 to come on the line so you can talk to him.
Absolutely. Push that button. Number 1 to talk to us. Also, if you want to get free information, free notifications, you type in 88202 and just type my name. For the number, 88202, and you type my name, W-I-L-L, awesome. Free information from American Truth Project. Information that you don't get anywhere else. Seriously. So we're going to talk about Biden. And we're going to talk about the border. That is talking about Biden. We're going to talk about the lack of responsibility. We're going to talk about the lack of action. We're going to talk about how the question is Biden fit to be in the office?
Yeah, you know,
every
week we sit here and go, okay, what are we gonna call ourselves, right? And unfortunately, there's so many things to choose from. It's like, are we gonna talk about this? Are we gonna talk about that? Are we talk about this? But yes, today at the top of the hour, we are going to be talking about, is Biden fit to be in office?
You want the short answer?
I know what it is.
You know, I'm pretty sure everybody, even people that voted for him, knows the short answer right about now.
Well, actually, his approval numbers have been steadily declining.
Steadily declining. Isn't that a surprise to all of us that his approval rating is declining? Are you surprised by that?
Well, I'm not. I mean,
you're
not
surprised,
right?
Surprise,
but you know what?
Surprise!
But you know what really made this topic interesting today? Is the fact that other world leaders or other countries are starting to ask the same question.
Yes.
They're starting to ask, man, is Biden actually fit to run the free world, which he is making no longer totally free?
Exactly. I mean, that is a very good thing to ask when world leaders are saying, you know what they're saying? I wanted to bet without them going on camera saying it. They're saying, who's running the country? Because, see, if you can't take questions from the press, from the media, from reporters about his actions, then who is he? What is he doing?
Right.
I mean, the short answer, is he fit to run the office? The short answer is no.
Yeah. So this past week, we know that he says off air. Just said we're off the air. Are we off the air?
I'm connected.
Okay. I'm not sure. I just got a notification saying we're off there. I'm not sure.
I mean, are you able to go to the website or no?
Okay. Well, it's fine. Okay. I'm sorry. It says,
I mean,
we're
you're
fine.
Confused. I'm getting confused.
I'm
here.
Confused too, but we're fine.
I mean, I think probably the simplest thing is probably just go check to the website.
Okay. So anyways, Biden was at the UN this past week, right, or this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Today's Thursday, right? And at the end, he had a conversation with Boris, right, Prime Minister Boris. And when they come out, you know, just like typical, you know, Trump did it too, Biden did it, Bush, after world leaders have like a meeting, they come out, you know, are confronted with the press and they kind of give a summary of what they talked about and then they take questions, right?
Yeah.
Normal procedure.
I mean, well,
right?
You know what? We kind of saw exactly where you're headed to when it was the G7, when, remember, he had the meeting with Putin, and then typically after two world leaders, supposedly world leaders, have a meeting, they come together, and then they stand before the press and take questions.
Yeah.
Putin was standing there by himself. He answered questions.
And
he
Biden was in a completely different location.
He just let people randomly
right.
ask questions.
Right.
But Biden, well, I think it was 2 hours later or something like that,
in a completely
and he
different
had
location.
Written down questions with the answers. I
right.
mean, come on.
Totally crazy. Right. Well, the same thing happened again. Right. And listen to, we got the former Brexit Party leader, Nigel Farage. He was on Fox and Friends, and listen to his take of the what happened after the meeting with Boris and Biden when they were in the room with the press.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the first thing to say is what a bizarre spectacle to see two important world leaders muzzled behind the thickest face masks that have possibly ever been made, so much so it was actually quite difficult to hear anything anyone was saying. But I mean, that was the first thing that was utterly bizarre. And I think Boris Johnson, and of course, you know, our culture, as yours has always been, is that leaders are accountable to the press from all sides and all opinions who can ask questions. And I think Boris was completely stunned that the new culture in America, who are supposed to be the leaders of the free world, is that the president doesn't take questions. So Boris decided to sort of, in an impromptu way, to try and take a few questions, and the White House press team didn't like it and protested. And so we're sort of asking ourselves a question here in the UK this morning. If Joe Biden doesn't take questions from journalists and therefore isn't accountable for what he's doing, as leader of America and leader of the free world, we have to ask ourselves a question. Is he actually fit and proper and competent to be doing the job?
The answer, the short answer is no. No, not at all. Biden is not fit to do anything. A lot of people call him Dementia Joe because he doesn't even know where he is half the time. Seriously, this is such a disgrace.
Oh,
what,
my gosh.
What the Democrats have done to this nation, mm-hmm. they did it this past November, along with the Rhino Republicans, is the very reason right now the rest of the world is looking at America like, is this, are you kidding me?
Right. He actually, he actually said it. Is this the new culture in America?
Yeah. How did you go from a president like Donald J. Trump that was a true leader that was bringing America out of this stupidity, and you get right back into it? And not only that, they put us right back into it and bringing us deeper into stupidity.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, I get so frustrated with this administration because they always, when they first came out, they always criticized Trump, right? But here they are. They came out and said that they were going to be transparent and they were going to always let us know what's happening. Our president came and answered any of our questions, right? It's
ridiculous. Vice President Biden. Yeah, Vice President Biden can't answer a single question.
It's so disgusting.
Seriously. And you know what? He's happy to sit there. You know, he's probably tired. He's probably like, can we get a move on? That's why we don't want to take any questions right now, because it's time for my nap.
Right. Well, you know, this should be a wake-up call to people, because he's absolutely right. When he said that part of a free world is to answer to the people and to answer to the media, Biden refuses to do that. It's part of his tyrannical, authoritative type leadership here in America. It's disgusting. Right. And, you know, when we say, is he fit? You know, we actually have Republicans that have filed new impeachment articles against Biden over the border in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He never properly addressed killing innocent people. He lied when he said that they actually got the target and the people that killed the 13 soldiers in Afghanistan. He literally lied about it. They literally lied, right? And when they get caught in the lie, they sweep it under the rug. Like, oh, there were missteps. We don't see it as a problem. La, 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 la. I mean, they just brush it off, right? Now we have evidence that people coming from Afghanistan were not properly vetted. We have evidence that some of them are coming here with other illnesses such as the measles, right? It's absolutely disgusting. And so, and actually the whole reason why we had to fly people out of Afghanistan was because of his terrible missteps in the beginning, right? He created a situation by pulling out too soon and improperly, which put all those people's lives in danger, which we can't celebrate the fact that he brought him here because he put him in danger. He was just trying to clean up his mess.
Exactly. Exactly. He's trying to clean up his mess. And you and I had the discussion before. They, the left, the Democrats, they create the crisis because this was not happening under President Trump. They create the crisis, and then all of a sudden – they want to come in like they're swooping in to save the day, to be the heroes, after we all just saw them create the crisis. Afghanistan, crisis created by them. The southern border, crisis created by them. The oil in our the United States of America, crisis created by them. And then when the oil refinery got hacked, supposedly on the East Coast by externals, and they're trying to blame Russia, I would not put it past them for them to create the crisis, okay? Because think about it. Did not happen under President Trump. Why is that? Why didn't it happen under Trump?
Right.
Why is all this stupidity all of a sudden now happening under this administration? It's ridiculous. And people for people not to recognize it, they're completely looking away from the facts. Because right. They want to go along with the lie.
Right. Well, let's actually have someone chime in. We have Diane from Pennsylvania on the line.
Diane from Pennsylvania, thank you so much for the call.
Oh, my pleasure. And, Will, thank you for your service to our country and what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, so I work at a big old retail store. Everybody knows it. Everybody goes there, even though they don't want to admit that they shop there.
And Walmart?
The people
Wally
all,
World?
I didn't say that. Okay. I talk to people all day long, and although they made me wearing my patriotic and political buttons, because one of the employees complained that...
Really? Let me ask you this. Do they ever wear like the BLM buttons and, you know, the LMNOP community buttons and paraphernalia?
No, they don't. Now,
so they stop them from wearing that too?
Customers would, but employees, they have us in a pretty tight rein, even though the, I don't know if you probably remember our CEO, Doug McMillon. Went totally woke and even voiced his opinion on the rotten election law passed in Georgia. You remember that?
Really?
I mean,
the guy doesn't even live. He doesn't even live in Georgia. What the hell is he doing sticking his nose in Georgia voting? But anyway.
Well, that's what liberals do.
I know. But I had this oddest thought. I have a lot of odd thoughts at work. I shouldn't, but I really do. And I was thinking, as upset as many of us are in the way the president is behaving, his physical condition, I think he has Alzheimer's because
mm-hmm.
physically he's affected as well as mentally, but you know, I'm not a doctor. Anyway.
Exactly.
So, we're not happy with the way he's running the country, most of us. And I thought, how long are we going to have to put up with this? And I thought, oh, wait a minute. We don't have anything to do with this, but I bet there is one other person who really is not totally pleased with the the perception and the approval ratings of Joe Biden to be Barack Obama, because we all, many of us think that he's pulling the strings, and, you know, I'm okay with that. I believe he's had more than enough input. I mean, why does a former president actually buy a house and live in Washington, D.C.? I mean, who does that?
Right.
But then,
right. He actually
okay.
has an office and headquarters set up
yes.
not too far from the White House.
So here's Obama. He can't be happy with Joe's performance, because Joe is his guy. Joe is pushing his plans. What's he going to do about it?
Well, I don't think Obama even cares, because it's not his legacy.
Right.
He's just thinking that it'll just work itself out, probably. He probably is just to the point where this is Joe, and you know what? I don't care how his approval ratings, because he's not in control. That's just my opinion on it. But I see what you're saying.
He might not be happy, but I
don't think he cares.
Well, the only thing I think he cares about is, I agree with you, he has to probably have to have some feelings about his legacy. But wasn't he and isn't he still a true believer in socialism, in the communist way of living? And if Joe does something or continues to degrade the plan that the folks like Obama want to see come to fruition, would he in fact try to do something about it before Biden really bombs and the country turns against Biden, which equals socialism or communism? But that's just a wacky thought.
I see what you're saying, but I can't perceive Biden going against anything of what these socialist, communist Democrats want.
Yeah, I think
Biden
he's doing what
doing
they tell him to
whole,
do.
The whole infrastructure bill is the Green New Deal. Biden is
doing exactly what
the communist socialists want him to do. He's doing it to a T. And he's going to continue doing it. And the whole thing with the whole Build Back Better is putting the United States of America into that communist thing. So I don't think that
Biden even cares. Yeah, that's from the World Economic Forum.
Absolutely.
That's what they've been pushing.
Absolutely.
But I'm just afraid that Biden is doing such a lousy job of building back better. They may...
he's actually doing the exactly what they want.
It's actually not to build back
better.
It's
actually to tear down the world economy. And then they want to build everything back better.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, I want to thank you
all
so
right.
much for
I don't
the call.
Take any more of your time.
Weekend.
Just thought I'd share that.
All right.
All right,
yeah,
Diane,
thank you.
All right, now we have Justin from Michigan.
Justin from Michigan.
Awesome.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I've been watching you for quite a while.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
And, you know, you're doing an amazing job, man. You're so sincere, and I appreciate that so much. I mean, it's been refreshing. I mean, even during the pandemic, you know, when the cusp of it, you might say, or whatever, it was relieving to know that other people are actually doing research, digging, looking for information, actually care what's going on. It seems like these days people just – they don't want to deal with it. I mean, you know, people I've known, you know, it's like, how could you let this happen to our country? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I know the question is he fit? I mean, he's not fit to be a Walmart greeter. And we know that, you know, I mean,
you're
I've seen,
right.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. The man can't speak. I mean, he when left to his own devices, he can't complete a sentence, you know,
and
he doesn't answer
so
questions
he can't complete
because
a sentence.
Out of his own mouth, I might get in trouble with who you're lead.
Yeah.
You're the leader of America. Who are you afraid of in your little pocket of people that you don't want to get in trouble? It's probably Nancy.
Yeah, if he can't finish the sentence, how can he make a decision for the whole entire United States? It doesn't make sense,
right?
Right? If you make a statement.
Of course. He doesn't want to anyway. I mean, he has no answers. If it's not on the cue card, if it's not pre-prescribed, he doesn't want anything to do with it. He wouldn't know what to say anyway. He literally just reads a script, and it's obvious. He's just reading off a script. Someone else or others are obviously in control of him. I mean, it's blatantly obvious.
Just look at this. They absolutely, when they do Q&A, it's truly Q&A. He has the questions and the answers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly that.
Yeah. How the American people are not outraged. I mean, how the mainstream media can even begin to get away with pretending, look what he said today. It's like you're not addressing the script issue. You don't care about anything. I mean, I hate to say it, even Fox is kind of shielding the more important issues.
You know what?
Let me jump in here
because you hit on something really important there. Even Fox News is doing it. Do you remember during the 2016 election after that? They kept screaming, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia had something to do with the election. Russia meddled in the election. Fox News was talking about it. CNN, MSDNC, all of them were talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. Now they don't want you to talk about any other stuff, the videos and all the documentation with any voter fraud that took place in the 2020 election. Fox News won't even talk about it. Newsmax won't even talk about it. It's a no topic subject for them. It's crazy.
No fly zone. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the reason is if you really think about it, every time there's release stuff from Judicial Watch, from Tom Fitton and things like this, when the FISA inquiries come back and there is stuff that's pertaining to cases that are going on, that's when you notice Fox all of a sudden shells up a little bit. I'm not really defending Fox, but I think they don't want to air too much. I do feel like they're protecting it to a certain level, just like they all are. They don't want to get in too much trouble, you know. But there's also there's a lot of legal action that's taking place right now, and a lot of really crazy stuff that's coming out of the FISA inquiry.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't want to upset the left, because if the left gets upset with them, then they know that they're going to attack them. Look how they're doing Tucker. Tucker, they're constantly going after Tucker, but the rest of them, like, well, we don't want them to come after us. They remind me of the typical politician that don't say anything when they should.
Topics they don't want to get into, because it would definitely lead into almost making accusations, you know, that are at extremely high profile cases. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
you know,
the Hunter stuff just came out. Tom Fitton just said, you know, that the whole thing with the big guy emails and all that stuff, that's out. That's released now. They got it. They know it's true.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're talking about a guy that's
reason right there to pull him out.
But you know what?
They're not going to do it.
But they don't care about the truth. They don't care about the truth. They want to look the other way because it's like the left, as long as they get what they want, they assume everyone is happy. So, hey, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for tuning in.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right.
A lot of people see what the media is doing.
Absolutely.
And it's not just the liberal media. It's those that call themselves the conservative media. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got upset with Fox News after what they did after the election. And what really got me, there's a lot on Fox News that I like, and there's even some on Newsmax that I like. But what I've noticed even about Newsmax right after the election, they were talking about all the voter fraud. They were hitting it hard. And you know why they were doing it? Because they saw Fox News not talking about it. And then Newsmax switched, because even Mike Lindell went on Newsmax and it cut Mike Lindell off because he was talking about the voter fraud. And one of the hosts on Newsmax got upset, got in an uproar. We're not talking about this. We're not talking about this.
They walked off the
set. It's over with. I'm like, this is crazy. Can you not even talk about it?
No.
Well, let's just pretend it's 2016. We're talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. Then everybody's, it's okay to talk about it.
They're still having hearings about the Russia hoax.
Because they're still trying to put President Trump in jail. And speaking about putting President Trump in jail, you know, there's a lot of people out there right now trying to say, well, President Trump was a Trojan horse. You know what? That's like one of the craziest things to me. President Trump is a Trojan horse. I've actually heard it from multiple people that I thought, you know, just kind of close to me. I've heard it from people that say that. And I'm like, I have to explain it to them. Well, just because, I mean, where are you getting that from? Because there's, even today, they're still trying to put President Trump in jail.
Right. I think that it actually was put off by the leftists. And, you know, to stir up a controversy again, to actually put doubt and trust in President
exactly.
Trump. Because President Trump wants to run again. They know that. So
exactly.
They have to somehow.
Propaganda.
Right. They have to somehow sway conservatives from supporting him.
He did the, what do they call it for the speeding of the vaccine? He sped it up.
Yeah.
And so why did he do that? Well, the thing is that they keep forgetting is that President Trump constantly repeat, it should be your choice. He did it because the information that he was given to him, he was informed that, hey, we've got to do this. So what did he do? He did something because that's what he was told and saying, hey, it should be a choice. The Democrats have taken it another step. Now they're wanting to force it.
Right. We actually have one more caller, Will. We have Gina from Georgia.
Just one more or another?
Well,
hello.
Another.
Hello, Gina from Georgia. Thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm doing good. The world
time.
Is crazy, though.
It is. And to answer the question, Biden, the short answer is no. He is not
exactly
fit to do anything. But has anybody researched into the Illuminati's role in all of this?
The Illuminati.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe
well,
Biden,
you know, the whole one world order with the Illuminati, the Bilderberg, and all of these other anti-American, anti-human societies, they're all operating from within this global system. And the whole Build Back Better is that mechanism. So, yeah, they're all in it.
And that's who put Biden in office.
Oh, yeah,
because
absolutely.
Biden is doing exactly what they want him to do. Trump did not do what they wanted him to do, so they took their endorsement back from Trump.
Right.
And now they're after Trump because
right.
Trump is not doing what they wanted him to do.
He's still not doing
and
what they want him to do.
Absolutely, Gina.
That George Soros is the one behind all of this. The Illuminati is behind all of this.
He's just part of it. George Soros is just a factor, a money like that he funds it, basically. I mean,
yes,
he's part of it, too.
Freemasons. If you go on DuckDuckGo and you look up a list of presidents who were in the Illuminati, surprisingly, George Washington is the first one. There were 13
there's a lot
of them.
Is a
and
lot
both
of them. Yeah,
the Bushes
absolutely.
Were huge in it.
Yes, both of the Bushes are there, and Obama is there.
Mm-hmm.
There are
yeah, that's
some
why they're
reports,
friends.
There are some reports that say Trump is Illuminati, but Trump's picture is not on that list of the 13 presidents.
Because he didn't go along with it. You know, I think he saw that. They were taking the country down the wrong route. Listen, when Trump said he was a president for the people, he didn't lie. All these other presidents are not for the people. They're for big government. They're for the new world order. They are not about the people. They're about governing the people, not the people make allowing them to govern, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, let me say this. A lot of times when people become in certain positions and political positions,
power
even
and power.
As president, they want them to go through certain rituals, right? And President Trump saying that I don't answer to them. And he constantly made it clear. He made it clear that he was not going to take anything from them, because he kept saying, I don't know if people paid attention, but in his speeches, he said, I don't need them. He said, I'm not taking anything from them. And a lot of people are like, who is he talking about? But he was talking about the establishment. He's talking about those in there that are wanting to have him rule the world the way they wanted to. He didn't do it.
Exactly. And I think that if anybody thinks that Trump is still not fighting, like he was just going to go away, Trump.
No, he's not going away.
Trump was a billionaire before he got into office. Trump knows all of these world leaders. Trump has
yes.
always done business with all of these people.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Great points.
That's
great points, Dina. We appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
You. You too. Take care.
Before we take the next caller, well, I actually want to bring up something. You know, people got very upset when President Trump wanted to talk to the Taliban, right?
Right.
Well, just this week, it came out. It's actually in the Epoch Times where China, Russia, and Pakistan have sent special envoys to meet with the Taliban in Kabul.
Here recently.
Yeah. Just yesterday, I think. Yesterday.
Here recently.
Yeah.
Well,
recently.
You know, I hear a lot of, especially those that hate Trump, they were saying, well, Trump, he was trying to have a meeting with them. You know why? Because Trump was telling them, Trump was going to tell them, look, we're going to pull out, but you can't go in and destroy the nation. Now, if you want to have any kind of seat or whatever, then you need to work it out.
Right.
But if you do anything, you're going to be in a world of hurt. He said, President Trump was like, I don't have to send in troops to take care of
you. You know, Trump wasn't dumb. He recognized the power and the position that the Taliban was in the Middle East.
Yes.
And that's why he wanted to talk to them. He wasn't recognizing them as a government or anything like that.
I mean,
but he knew that this was potentially going to happen.
Yeah, look what he did with Rocket Man.
Yeah, he's so smart.
Look what he did with Rocket Man. They kept saying, oh, my goodness, President Trump's going to take us into World War III. He's going to start it up. He was calling Rocket Man. He was like calling, you know, Kim Jong-un. And then all of a sudden, Kim Jong-un and President Trump have a conversation, and President Trump walked into North Korea with the man. I mean, come on. President Trump knew exactly how to get people to come to the table and be civil. And now Kim Jong-un is shooting off rockets again. And what's the Biden administration doing? Nothing.
They're not doing anything.
Zero.
Right. In fact, Nikki Haley even slammed Biden for not publicly demanding the UN General Assembly to not recognize the Taliban. But
Nikki Haley?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do you wow?
No, just wow.
Okay. she's coming out saying Biden has to take a stand, and he's not taking a stand, basically, is what she's saying.
Of course
he's not. She's like, I'll get a spine.
He is not.
Stand up.
You're talking about someone who can barely stay awake for 2 hours, get a spine, seriously.
I hear you.
He doesn't even know where he is half the time.
Yeah, all right. Well, we have another caller. We have Iris from California.
Iris from California. Hey, Iris, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, I watched you guys last night. That was pretty interesting. I watch you every night, but I was watching Ted Cruzman. He was on the roll this morning, and he was talking about the stuff that Kamala Harris and Biden, about the border crisis down there, how those people down there are all suffering, you know, all the people that's coming across the border, and, you know, and then Biden said, oh, I'm going to give you guys a side. Biden ain't going to give them nothing. They came to the promised land, but he's not going to do nothing for them. He doesn't give a crap about none of them people down there. He doesn't care about any of them, those little kids getting raped and molested, and, you know, women getting raped. He doesn't care about none of them. And, you know, what Michigan and I about is that him and Kamala haven't even made an effort to go down there to see what's really going on, because Ted Cruz was saying, yeah, well, if they go down there, they're going to bring cameras down there. They don't want people to see what's really going on down at the border. And you said you were going to go Saturday, but you're going to know Saturday when you go down there with Quincy to see. But it's really sad that, you know, he can't even, you know, he's a horrible president. He ain't doing anything for us. And then, you know, he wants to do is push the shots. Well, why don't he give those all the people down there on that came in illegally, why don't he give them all vaccines instead of trying to push all them vaccines up on us? So he knows we don't want them. You know, it's like, you know, and then now they're trying to push the booster shot thing. It's like, it wasn't two vaccines, not enough. Now you got to push another one. It's like, what's going on? This is ridiculous, you know?
It's 100% ridiculous. And their goal is to just destroy all of us. I mean, and you're right. And Ted Cruz is right. The only reason why they're not going down there because camera after camera, they would have a whole barrage of cameras down there, and they don't want the world to see the total chaos. And what's really amazing, because the cameras are not following them down there, shame on them for not even going down there and reporting the truth. And the only reason why the liberal media is all of a sudden talking about the southern border is because of the horseback riders,
right.
the border patrol on horseback. Now we have an issue on the border. See, it wasn't an issue before. The crisis, there's no crisis, but now there's an issue. These people are hypocrites.
Right. It's 100%. Actually really sad, too, because, you know, AOC, remember she went down there for a big photo op at the border talking about, oh, these poor children in cages.
Yep.
Oh, how sad it is. Well, even the Border Patrol, actually, we should play that video next, is saying, you know what, the situation is even worse than it was under Biden, that this administration is completely responsible for what is happening. In fact, they are even calling for one of the shelters in San Antonio to be shut down because some of the children are actually being sexually assaulted in the facility. So
that's
it's absolutely crazy. And the sad thing is they're more concerned about these people on horseback than they are about the treatment of these children in these facilities. It's actually disgusting to me.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, like Will was just saying last night when that he's showing that lady saying, oh, that they were being whipped. They were being whipped. I couldn't believe that lady when he's showing that clip you showed last night, Will, about saying that lady said how they were being whipped. Like, come on, give me a break. Come on, really? Come on now. And then Ted Cruz was saying too about the cages. He goes, yeah. He goes, I went down there, and he goes, there was cages. He goes, there's kids on top of kids on top of kids, piled on top of each other, you know, in those cages. That's really, I mean, that. And then that's humane, right there. That's just, you know, they don't give a crap about them. They bring all these people over here because they want to use it for when they vote. Oh well, they don't. That's why they don't want voter ID, so they can have them all vote for them. And they don't care about them. They don't care about us. They don't care about the American people. You know, like I'm living on disability and pretty soon they're going to be saying, well, if you don't get the shot, you're not going to get your income every month, because that's what they're doing to the veterans right now. Telling veterans and people that get
really?
Veterans Administration.
Let me stop you for 1 second. Let me make sure I heard that correctly. You're saying that if you do not get the vaccine, they're threatening you, telling you that you will not be able to get your disability.
Right, and also the people that get veterans money, they're telling them if you don't get the jab, you're not going to get your veteran. We're not going to give you your money.
Ugh.
Now, I mean, that's going too far. Now, how are people supposed to live? You know, how are they supposed to live and pay their bills? You know, like they can barely pay them now, and things are so darn high now.
This is crazy, right? Because even now, a Democrat out of Florida is calling out to the Biden administration to send money and to do incentives in Haiti for people so they don't come here. But then they want to take your money away. You're American citizen, and the vets are American citizens, and they want to take money away from them because they will not go along with tyranny?
Yeah, what Will's actually talking about is there's a Florida Democrat representative, Frederica Wilson. She said on Thursday that Biden should pay those fleeing Latin America for the U.S., she says, to give them an incentive to remain in her country. She said, listen to this. She suggests that Biden fly to those countries, give money to these people, set up jobs, and give them some sort of incentive to stay in their country to work. Listen, Biden can barely run our country. What makes her think that he can go to Haiti and Latin America and run their countries too? It's absolutely insane.
She's talking about giving them taxpayer dollars.
Yes, she is,
and
right?
When we need this money here,
right?
I mean, it's just so crazy.
Right,
so
right.
Crazy.
Well, thanks, Iris, for your phone call. Hey,
thank
listen,
you, Iris.
You gotta listen. You gotta listen to this video that we're gonna play next.
Okay, well,
say it again.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess she's gone. So what were you saying, Shannon?
I say we need to play this video. This is a reaction from the Border Patrol. I think it's the president and the vice president of the Border Control Union that actually are responding to the comments by the left, the Biden administration, and Kamala Harris. Listen to this.
The heart of this crisis in Del Rio, Texas, is Brandon Judd and Hector Garza, president and VP of the National Border Patrol Council. Brandon, Border Patrol officers, agents are now racist for doing their jobs. Your response tonight.
Yeah, the vast majority of Border Patrol agents are actually Hispanic. So, no, they're not racist. If you look at all of those images, you have to look at all of the different angles. Not one of those Haitian migrants was hit with one of the reins. We use those reins to keep the people away from the horses to protect those people. Those horses have stepped on people. They've kicked people before. They can injure people. You have to keep them away. And at the same time, you have to control the scene. We have a responsibility to everybody to control that scene so it stays put. Those individuals were not listening to simple commands by law enforcement officers, so they had to do what was necessary to put them back in a situation to where they could be under control, but in no way did we ever hit any one of those individuals.
All right, Hector, in addition to the thousands of illegals under the bridge, more than 20,000 Haitians are now gathered in Colombia, in South America, and may soon try to reach the United States. But I want you not to worry because Kamala Harris has a solution for the groups coming in.
We have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have.
Hector, is that the problem, that America is not doing more to shell out taxpayer dollars to Haiti?
So you know what, Laura, I think the Biden administration, along with Kamala Harris, they don't know what's happening on the border. They don't understand illegal immigration. What we saw today in Del Rio, Texas, was kids in landfills, people in very bad conditions. Unfortunately, the Biden administration is not providing Border Patrol agents with the proper resources or the facilities so that we can hold these people. I think the Biden administration and Kamala Harris, I think they need to get their story straight and figure out what they're going to do with the border.
Well, I think.
Go ahead.
Wow. You know, he just hit it on the spot. Biden and his administration have no idea how to deal with illegal immigration. They are incompetent in handling the situation. Hence, the impeachment articles have been brought against him. This is actually a humanitarian crisis brought on by the administration. This is a huge burden on America and American taxpayers. It's absolutely disgusting, and they don't know how to handle it. But Psaki, the press secretary, actually thinks that Biden is very well experienced in this, and he doesn't have to actually visit the border. He knows how to handle it.
Yeah, according to her. And you know what? I mean, so Peter Ducey brought up a valid point that they were looking through all the records to find out when Biden paid a visit to the southern border as VP, what he's his current position, when he was a senator, or when he was just a concerned citizen. You know, I mean, I've been to the border as a concerned citizen multiple times.
Yes, you have.
Some people have been there more than me, just concerned citizens. Biden, when has he been to the border?
I mean, he actually acts like he is not concerned. And Kamala Harris,
she can't even
put together a powerful statement on their stance on the border. She goes, oh, poor Haiti.
Yeah, yeah. They're avoiding the border like the plague, seriously, because they know if the cameras do show up, it's going to make them look bad. So let's listen to Peter as he asks the questions of Psaki, and listen how she deflects. It's just bizarre. She's
definitely gets mad at him for asking the question. What is your point?
Yeah, she kind of gets agitated. You can tell. Listen.
Right. Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life? I will have to look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern border.
We have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border as president, vice president, senator, or even as a concerned citizen. Why would that be?
I can check and see when the last time or when he may have been. But tell me more about why you're asking.
Tell me more why you're asking?
Right.
I mean, it's,
that's
it's,
a defensive question,
I mean,
actually.
No, seriously. Tell me more why you're asking. Are you kidding me? What's going on at the border?
Right.
I mean, seriously, do you? I mean, she doesn't know. And like, why?
Right.
Tell me why you're asking. Even though we have a crisis at the border. No, there's no crisis. But you know what? If they talk about patrol officers on the on horses with reins, that you know,
reins.
Oh, my goodness. Reins. How do you say it?
Reins.
Reins, yeah, with reins. Then it's an issue.
Because this is the president who makes a point when there are disasters in this country, like a wildfire or a hurricane, to go and see for himself firsthand what the needs are of the local community so that he can have an informed POV to make policy. Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he go down to Del Rio, Texas, and see what's going on? Well,
let me stop it there. When the hurricane happened, where was Biden? He was there front and center. Why? Because he wanted to push the Green New Deal, a.k.a. the infrastructure bill. That's the only reason why he went. See, on the southern border, there's nothing he can say that would convince people that he's trying to fix the issue. He doesn't want to fix the issue. He's ignoring it. He's ignoring it. So let's hear what she has to say here.
First of all, Peter, I think the situation at the border is the result of a broken system. And the president certainly relies on his experience. So whether it was the work he did to address root causes as vice president, his efforts when he was in the Senate to support comprehensive immigration reform, steps that at a time were done, being done and worked toward in a bipartisan way, something that certainly we think should be the case today.
Let me stop it real quick. At some point in this, do you think she's going to try to put the blame on the last president? Just
as always.
I mean, does anyone see it coming? Listen.
He uses all of his experiences to inform how he governs, how he approaches challenges, and certainly he looks again at the last 4 years and the separation of children who were ripped from the arms of their parents as a way he does not want to proceed.
There it is.
But it's okay for kids being sexually assaulted in the facilities. It's okay for them to be on top of each other. It's okay for them to be spreading diseases to each other. They
right
say
now,
literally
right now.
It is a humanitarian crisis. So you know what? Saki has no idea what she's talking about. His experience, or if you want to say, she's like, oh, he uses his experience, just shows he doesn't have any experience, right? Even the Border Patrol is sitting there saying they have no idea how to deal with it. We can tell you from where we're sitting, they have no idea what they're doing.
They don't. So here's the last piece from her.
So all of his experiences and his time in office, whether vice president or Senate, inform his approach to issues.
Yeah, he has no knowledge.
Nothing.
He didn't bring anything.
Nothing. I mean,
and you know what? If that's
zero.
The case, if he uses all his experience, why did he have to go to the hurricane site, right? He's dealt with natural disasters. He didn't need to go there, right?
Well,
the problem is just like what you said, mm-hmm. what Ted Cruz has said, the media will follow and they'll show what a disaster and what a mess it is. And a shame on the Democrats that made a big old deal when Trump was in office. Going down there, making it look like it was something it wasn't. It is actually now the situation that you are most afraid of.
Yeah.
Under your government, under this administration, it is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, they were complaining about all of this happening under President Trump.
Yeah, it was nowhere
as
bad as it is now.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
It wasn't happening under President Trump. Now all of this stuff is happening, what they were blaming President Trump, and now they're silent.
Right.
We actually have video footage. We actually see there's articles, there's documentation, Border Patrol, all of them are talking about it. It's so bad. When I went down on the border, I went to one location, and I stood in that one location, and we saw over 100 people within a time period of an hour come through that one location.
Right.
1 hour, over 100 people.
Yeah.
And Border Patrol told us, we're probably going to get, probably around 500 people to come through here today.
And you know what the sad thing is it takes a lot longer to fix this situation than it does for it to go downhill.
Right.
So it went downhill in 8 months. it's going to take us a lot longer to fix it. Unless we put President Trump in there, I think he could fix it real quick.
I mean, I would really, really, really like to see President Trump come back to the office, but, you know.
I mean, how much worse do you think it can get?
Oh, it's going to get
in another
a lot
3 years?
Worse.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
You know what?
It's
actually
a nightmare.
It has not even been a year. That is such a valid point. And, it's going to, me personally, and for everyone who ever listens to me, they constantly hear me saying, I hope I'm wrong. But I've been pretty on point with a lot of this stuff, and it's going to get a lot worse. I mean, seriously, this is, again, they create the crisis, and they try to swoop in and fix it, except for the border. Now, when they got their horseback, the Border Patrol on horseback, they want to prevent them from being able to ride horseback when the terrain down there is very difficult to get around on.
Right.
And they're going to remove the capability of them doing their job. It's like, picture this. Next they're going to say, well, you can't ride around in Jeeps. And they'll make up some stupid reason. Oh, well, you know, some people can't afford to get Jeeps, and you're riding around in Jeeps.
Well, just to clarify, they're only not able to ride the horses under the Del Rio place.
It shouldn't matter. It's Texas.
I know. It's stupid.
It shouldn't matter.
It's stupid. They're calling for an investigation on what's happened there, but they're not calling for an investigation on what's happening in the facilities. They're not calling for an investigation on how we are not capable of dealing with this influx of immigration. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
And you know what? I'm sorry, Will, but I think people need to stand up. I think people need to start.
Do you think people are going to, though?
You know.
That's the question. Do you think people are going to?
It's unfortunate. I mean, I hope at some point.
I mean, when would that point be? That's been one of the questions with the
right.
guys when we come on the five
right.
guys on Wednesday night. One of the questions, and Quincy, he brings it up a lot. He said, well, when does that happen? I mean, we see all the craziness. Are we going to wait until it just directly affects everyone? I think that's probably when it would happen, but it might be too late when that comes. So Al Sharpton, race-baiting Al Sharpton, let me bring this up real quick. Mm-hmm. He decides to take a trip down to the southern border.
Right, because now it's a civil rights issue.
It's a civil rights issue because he shows up. But he's only showing up because he can push his race card, and that's the only reason why he's showing up. Well, while he's there, he gets heckled by people that support Border Patrol. And one of my good buddies, Anthony Aguero, is right there front and center in Al Sharpton's ear while the media is trying to interview Sharpton, and he's just letting them have it.
Oh, it's so funny. When he turned around, there's this big old dude with a Trump 2020 hat on.
Yeah.
He had to go the other way.
I'll stop it there. But, yeah, they're heckling him, and the media was trying to talk to him. You know, the media gets upset because they want to hear what Al Sharpton has to say, the race-baiting Al Sharpton. I mean, I can't stand Al Sharpton, seriously. And for those of you that don't know, I am a black American, just American, basically, but if you have to add that to it, and Al Sharpton is one of the worst things for this nation. And, of course, he shows up because you have Border Patrol, what Maxine Mad Maxine Water calling them cowboys, saying this is worse than racism. Listen to Mad Max real quick.
And I want to thank Ms. Beatty for the leadership that they're providing on this issue. I'm pissed. I'm unhappy, and I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys who were running down Haitians and using their reins to whip them. I'm happy with the administration. We are following the Trump policy. He is the one that does not follow the Constitution and would not allow those seeking refuge to be able to petition to get into the country.
Now, you know what? She's such a hypocrite. She's such a hypocrite.
What the hell are we doing here? What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery.
Oh, give me a break.
You hear this? Now, listen, I mean, seriously, this is what the Democrats do. This is their model. As soon as I saw the Border Patrols on a horseback chasing the Haitians around, trying to keep them, prevent them from coming into the country, trying to corral them and help them, bring them to what they need to do, follow the order, I knew that the Democrats were going to automatically make this a racist issue. I knew they were. We all saw it. And before she came out and said this, I did a small video and I talked about it. And sure enough, the day after, the next day, that's exactly what she did. Her and other Democrats came out and started saying, this is so bad, it's so terrible. And now they're hindering Border Patrol officers from doing their jobs on the southern border. This is disgusting at all levels. And you know what? They see what's happening when they saw the Border Patrol on the horses. All they were reminded of, you know what they were reminded of, Shannon? They were reminded of what the Democrats did during slavery.
Hmm.
They were reminded what the Democrats did to black people during slavery. And now they're seeing it. Now, I'm not saying that the Border Patrols are racist, but isn't it something that this did not happen under President Trump, which is Republican?
Yeah.
Now you have a Democrat in the White House, and then you see this?
Yeah.
But they still don't make the connection.
I know.
It's always the Democrats that do anything that's racist.
And the sad thing is that
they, what the Border Patrol officer did.
Right.
It was not racist. What were you going to say?
It's interesting because the only time she's even come out and said anything about the crisis at the border is to make it a racist issue. That's the only reason why we're hearing from these people. Other than that, they could care less about what those people are going through. And let me tell you what, most of them are not of the white background. They are people that are from Haiti, like we're seeing right now.
Yes.
They're from Venezuela. They're from all these. They're even from the Middle East. And they have cared less what these people are going through. They could care less about the rape tree. They could care about the sexual assault. They could care less about all that. They're completely silent. It's so frustrating.
And listen to this.
Cowboys with their reins again whipping black people, Haitians, into the water they're scrambling and falling down when all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their country. Yes, it is unfortunate that it is the poorest country in this hemisphere.
You heard that. It's the poorest country in this hemisphere. Listen to this. Listen to this. She said it's the poorest country in this hemisphere.
Right.
It is unfortunate that they have no stable government right now. It is unfortunate that they've had to live through earthquakes. I've been working with Haitians for 30 years.
Let me tell
you
what.
There it is right there.
There
She's been working with Haitians for 30 years, but yet it's the poorest nation in this hemisphere.
Right.
Now we know why.
The sad thing is they act like I've been working with them and I've been helping them for years. What makes you think that if you haven't been able to improve their circumstances in 30 years, that you're going to be able to improve it now? It's complete ignorance.
No, they're in that situation because of people like her.
Well, I mean, she definitely isn't. She really isn't taking her money down there and helping them.
No, I mean, she has a mansion. She has a lavish house, lavish home in California.
Right.
She lives like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, seriously, this is the reason why they're in such a bad situation in that state. Remember, let's not forget, I've talked to Haitians that actually worked for TSA. When I went through D.C. one time, the Haitians were talking about the Clintons. What the Clintons did to the Haitian people there, you know what? If Hillary Clinton, if the Clintons ever set foot in Haiti, they would have to have so much security. They would never be able to make it out. Seriously. They would never make it out of there. So, wonderful broadcast, Shannon. Thank you so much for riding with me. Wonderful callers, thank you so much for calling in. Don't forget 88202. Dial that number, 88202, as a text, and type my name in, W-I-L-L. You'll get awesome information from American Truth Project. We will be here next Thursday, God willing. Have a wonderful weekend. I will be on the border this weekend, so tune in. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.